like to have a game, guys. We only need one number to match up here today. For any prize you like, it is only $2 a ticket, 5 chances to win.
Beautiful. We're in Sideshow Alley now. And all of these things that I used to play as a kid, these little ducks in the water, 5 ducks for $10, 12 ducks for $20. What else have we got? Oh, we got the clowns with the mouths open going from side to side.
To win, you have to make this winning number just right here, for example, 27, 7, 24. For the big ones, you have to make 5 or 30.
Now, are you from France?
I am from France, yeah.
Yes. We have somebody that we know in Port Douglas called Fanny, and Fanny is French, and she works for a local sign company called On The Spot Signs.
Okay, I didn't know. That's good, yeah?
Yeah. Do you live in Port Douglas?
No, I live in Cairns at the moment.
Where?
In Cairns.
Oh, in Cairns. Yeah. Okay, that's all right. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Paul Macon, Fab FM, the radio station. How do the ducks work? What's the idea?
How do the ducks work? Well, all you got to do is catch a duck. Behind the numbers, they range from 1 to 10. Add the numbers together. Bigger the score gets, bigger the prize gets here today.
I think you've learnt that off by heart.
Yes, I have.
All right, so that was the idea. I just wanted to explain to the listeners, if they're coming along to the show today, Monday, when they're coming along, the ducks will be going all around. They've got the water sort of surging around here, and you reach in and get a duck. If you get the right number, you got the prize.
That is it. You only have to catch one duck to win a prize.
One duck only.
Yes. And the more ducks you get, it gives you that bigger chance of winning a bigger and better prize here today.
Oh, I love your marketing. You're so good at this. What's your name?
Anna.
And where are you from, Anna?
I'm originally from Bathurst, New South Wales.
I know Bathurst well. Yeah. Been around Orange and Parks.
Yes.
And
born and bred in that area. Yeah. I'm used to the cold, not the hot.
Have you gone around the track? I have.
Yes.
The Bathurst around,
yes,
the...
Yes, I have. I've been in a car. I've driven a car around the track myself. I've been the races. I've worked the races.
And how fast did you go?
Well, the speed limit's 60, so I've only gone 60. I won't go any faster.
Yeah, sure. Okay, the police stand's just up there.
Okay, thank you.
See ya. Oh, now we've got prizes here. We've got the sharpshooters here. Excuse me, I'm from the local radio station. Do you think you're a bit of a sharp shot?
No.
Okay, I've just beeped that. That's fine. But have a go, mate. See if you can hit him.
I'll give it a good go anyway.
Come on, mate.
It's not shooting.
Oh, hang on, he's got to load it first.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's a shot. Oh, good boy. Good shot, mate.
I hit it, mate.
And the lovely lady next to him is going to have a go. Are you sort of... You ever heard of Annie Oakley?
I'd like to see you have a go.
No, mate, they know how good I am here. But have you ever heard of Annie Oakley?
No.
Okay. Annie Oakley was a sharpshooter.
You think ain't, I need some more practice.
You ain't no Annie Oakley.
Neither are you, apparently.
Oh, thanks a lot. We've got a ride here called The Hangover.
Yeah, you're in fine time for a good time here today. Endless rides at Hangover Ride. $15, you can ride all day, all night long. Endless rides here on The Hangover Ride. Thrill seekers, check it out.
Oh, my favourite, the Dodgem cars. Oh, they've got the Dodgem cars here. This is fantastic. Are you from the Dodgems?
Like once, yes, I am.
Paul Macon, Fab FM, the local radio station. Mate, I love the Dodgems.
You like the Dodgem cars?
Mate, they are what a show is about.
That's exactly right, yeah.
He's a man and he's got a lot of show history.
Tell me why you've got a lot of show history.
Oh, I'm a fifth generation travelling showman and a very proud one at that.
And what's your name?
Honest Glenn McGregor.
Honest
Glenn McGregor.
Fantastic. Tell us now, you've been around for a lot of years. When did you start?
I'm not going to give up my age, but I've been on the road for a good 40 years or more.
You would have seen a lot of shows, a lot of carnivals all over Australia?
Pretty much Queensland, predominantly North Queensland. But yes, I have seen plenty of shows and carnivals throughout the days, yeah.
I don't think you can really go past the Dodgems. They are a fan. They are iconic.
They are iconic, yeah. They're a real family ride, traditional family ride. You know, mum and dad can take the kids on the Dodgem cars and beats these high-flying whirly-girlies that makes you sick. I won't go near them, but I don't mind a Dodgem car ride.
Mate, I just looked at the hangover up there. That reminds me of a hangover.
Exactly, yeah. That's what you finish up with after you've had a couple of rides on that, yeah.
What other things have you been involved with, other rides? What type of things have you been involved with?
Oh, we've got children's rides and food and games and stalls. So, yeah, we've pretty much got everything covered right across the industry.
What do they call you guys, carnies? Or what is
no,
the
no,
word?
No, no, that's no, an no, sorry. Word. Sorry. We're professional travelling showmen.
So carny's a bad word.
Carny is a bad word for an Australian travelling showman. We're very offended by it.
I didn't know that. I thought it was a term of endearment.
You didn't call me a carny. You asked what we were called, so you're clear.
That's right.
We are professional travelling showmen and very proud of it. Most of us, third, fourth, fifth generation.
So you're proud to be in the industry you're in?
Absolutely. Very proud to be a travelling showman.
And these days, of course, I guess with all the regulations, you're looking at safe, aren't you? Safe, safe, safe.
Safety is paramount in our industry, yeah. We see lots of different workplace inspectors. Every town we go to is a different one. Everyone's got a different pet hate, you might call it, where they want to look at blocks or they want to look at power cords or they want to look at connections or one thing or another. So we are constantly inspected in every town we go to, yes. So safety is paramount in our industry.
Well, just great talking with you, and it's wonderful because I will never call anybody that word again.
We're professional travelling showmen.
Thanks, mate.
No worries. Thank you.